possible vaccine for cancer, weather advice for NASA, maybe even new fuel discoveries that make gasoline obsolete. All of this and more is happening every day here at one of the nation's top research universities, and you get to hear about it first, right here on Classic City Science.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. The mantra we all know for reducing our carbon footprint. Here to talk about how important it is to toss our used plastic water bottle in the recycling bin rather than the trash can is Dr. Jenna Jambeck, Assistant Professor of Environmental Engineering at the University of Georgia. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I heard a disturbing statistic that the average American generates 5 pounds of waste per day. How much of that is recyclable? Or at least optional?
Yeah. So I'm trying to think. So some of it's paper. That's our largest fraction. And that is recyclable. And so that's probably on the order of 25% or so, 25 to 30% plastics, 10 to 13%. And so just looking at those alone, you've got a large percentage. And then, of course, you also have glass and metal that can be recycled as well.
And the paper, is that bills and mail? I hardly get any mail anymore.
Yeah, paper has actually been decreasing in our waste stream, and plastic is something that has been increasing.
So what is causing the increase in plastic production? Or why are we consuming more plastic? Is it just because it's sort of new in the last 50 years?
Yeah, so plastic production, resin production, which is the, you know, the virgin material that goes into the plastic items that we buy, has been increasing for the last 40 years. In fact, 620% in global production in the last 40 years. And that more and more products are being packaged in plastic. In many ways, it's been a positive to some companies, especially for shipping. So what it does is it lightweights products. So things that were packaged in glass before are now packaged in plastic, and they actually weigh less. And so they have reduced their carbon footprint of transportation because they put them in plastic.
Is there still a large portion of the population who is not recycling?
Yeah, our recycling rate in the U.S. is about 30%. And so I think we could, and that's by mass, but I think we could certainly increase that number. Other places around the world see higher recycling rates. And for individual items, for example, I think this is very impressive. Norway has over 95% recycle rate for beverage bottles, PET beverage bottles. So,
and that's like a water bottle.
Like a water bottle, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, is the best option for me to just have like a plastic water bottle that I reuse every day?
Yeah, I think originally, you know, the first R of reducing, if you reduce your use of single-use items, you're going to reduce the quantity of waste that you're generating. And so if you just are sort of examining if you can use a reusable water bottle, reusable shopping bag, reusable coffee cup, all of those items, they actually do make a difference. You know, in recent research we've done, it really illustrated to me, you know, population was a huge driver in some of our waste quantity estimates. And so it actually does. Every person makes a difference.
How can we encourage more people to recycle?
So we've actually looked at that here at UGA, and we did a research project on just adding a small amount of feedback to a recycle bin, a simple counter that increases by one, and little green lights that actually light up in a smile when you put in a recyclable. And we've designed this bin to be very low powered because we don't want to have unnecessary power draw to increase recycling. But we did work here and noticed a increase in number of visitors to this recycle bin and an increase of recyclables put into this recycle bin. So that was exciting.
And where do you see the project going? I mean, can I buy one of these to have at my business?
So we've been working with UGA, and we have a patent pending on the bin, and we have started a small startup company called We Recycle, and we hope to do a Kickstarter this April.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm definitely
going to
buy
one. Yeah, you can buy one soon.
Now, you talk about a transformation where our waste will be considered resources and materials rather than waste. How do you see that happening?
I think people just need to realize that we've used a lot of resources to make these products. And so, you know, just throwing them somewhere to not be utilized again is really not just wasting the resources that are in that product, but wasting the resources that even went in to make that product and transport that product, et cetera. So it's sort of a new way to look at waste as a material instead of something that we're just throwing away.
Because you talk about the PET plastic bottles, those can be reused to make T-shirts, park benches. I mean, it's sort of a limitless possibilities for an item like that.
Yeah, and it's important that we do look and see what products that these recycled materials are creating, because we do want to make sure that they're not being downcycled. We want to look and see what valuable products these can be made into and not just something that we don't need.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Today we've been talking to Dr. Jenna Jambeck, an assistant professor of environmental engineering at the University of Georgia College of Engineering. For WUGA, I'm April Sorrow.